Amen. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Our main text is verse 17, but I'd like for us to read verses 16 to 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. The subject this evening is to pray without ceasing. What does this mean? What does it mean to pray without ceasing? In verse 16 it reads, "Rejoice evermore." Verse 17, "Pray without ceasing." And verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving. We bless you and praise you for this past year. We thank you for the countless blessings that you've bestowed upon our church family, upon us as individuals. And Lord, as we look forward to this new year before us, O God, I do pray that you would teach us how to pray and help us to understand this principle: pray without ceasing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do ask. Amen. Our yearly theme is pray without ceasing. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Our banner, our yearly banner, illustrates this theme and how we can pray without ceasing. We will be learning what we should pray for, and we will be learning how we should pray. It's important that we understand what it means to pray without ceasing. It does not refer to the fact that we are to pray with our audible voice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One can pray in the quietness of their own heart. God's ear is not shortened that it cannot hear. The phrase is not in reference to a specific posture. One can pray standing, one can pray sitting down. One can pray with their eyes open and one can pray with their eyes closed. The phrase is not in reference to a place or a time. God is omnipresent. No matter where you are, no matter where you and I might be tomorrow, if we are a child of God, He promises never to leave us, never to forsake us. Therefore, we can pray. At any given moment, He is our King who has His raised scepter and He has a welcome sign at the door inviting you and I to come into His very presence and pray and bring our petitions before Him. To pray without ceasing is not in reference to a position or a measure of spiritual maturity. The privilege of prayer is available to every blood-bought child of God. If you've asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Saviour, whether you've been a Christian for 40 years, or 30 years, or 2 days, you have the same privilege and right into the very presence of Almighty God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? It simply means that you and I, as God's people, are to have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. To have a prayer life and not just a prayer time. It is a spirit of dependence on the Lord God with prayer. During the course of the day, no matter the event, we are open to prayer with the Lord. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. It's a life lived with prayer. It's not referring to a specific time of prayer, though there should be specific set times in your life that you do pray. But beyond that, to have a prayer life or to pray without ceasing is to acknowledge that God is ever present. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. He is all present. I am weak. I cannot be everywhere present. I do not know everything. And I need God in my day. I need God every moment of my life. And He is one prayer away. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. To have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. For example, we can pray before we head off to work. Some of you are resuming your work tomorrow. To pray without ceasing means that you will also pray during your work. To pray without ceasing means that you will pray at the end of your day's work. To pray without ceasing means that you pray before you go shopping, as you go shopping, and when you get home from shopping. To pray without ceasing means you pray before your exam, during your exam, at the conclusion of your exam. To pray without ceasing, to have a prayer life, means that as God brings people and events and requests to mind, at any given moment we simply pray. In the quietness of our own hearts, it could be audibly, you might close your eyes, you might not, you might be standing, you might be sitting down. You might be on a bus. You might be driving. You might be in the study. But the blessed Holy Spirit brings an individual to mind. In fact, the blessed Holy Spirit brings this individual to mind during the course of the day. Have you noticed how God does that? And have you been guilty, as I have been guilty, of trying to eliminate that thought? It might not be a bad thought, but this person keeps coming to mind. And I don't know about you, but I have found when I've taken heed to the fact that why is this person coming to mind, and I've simply prayed for them, it just seems like the thought goes away. I think sometimes God prompts us to pray one for another during the course of to pray without ceasing means that I acknowledge that this person has come to mind for a reason. And it certainly won't hurt to pray for them. My children, my teenage children, left for a youth meeting yesterday. And the Spirit of God just quietly said to me, "Why don't you pray for each of the teenagers within the youth group?" God prompted me. So I had a lovely little prayer meeting with my Lord. It was out of the blue, and but the prompting was there. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. See, we get so busy with our daily responsibilities that we fail to take care of the King's business of prayer. To pray without ceasing is in reference to having a prayer life, not just a prayer time. To have a prayer time is when you and I clock in and clock out when it comes to prayer. When we pray without ceasing means that I am available and I'm open to God's prompting to pray no matter where I might be, no matter what I might be doing. A prayer life, not just a prayer time. It means that we are open to prayer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I find from time to time that I awake during the night. And it's not that easy to go back to sleep. And I'm learning slowly but surely, it could well be that God wants me to spend a bit of time in prayer. To pray without ceasing. What a difference it would make if we would all pray without ceasing. What a difference it could have made in the following examples. Consider Cain, who slew Abel. Consider Cain, if he had just maybe prayed as he was getting angry and envious at concerning Abel's offering. Consider possibly if Cain had just prayed, Lord, help me to deal with this anger in my heart. Maybe he might not have killed his own brother. Consider Amnon, who raped Tamar, his sister. Consider that maybe if Amnon had just prayed and claimed the promise of 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, maybe Amnon would not have committed that vile sin with his own sister. Consider Michelle, Saul's daughter, who looked upon King David with bitterness. The Bible teaches us that she despised the king. Consider if Michelle had focused upon scriptures like Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind one to another, forgiving one another. Consider Jonah, who was called of God to go to Nineveh. And instead of running from God, consider the fact if Jonah had just stood still for a moment and said, God, not my will, but thine be done. He could have saved himself a lot of heartache. Consider Achan, who takes of the spoils at Jericho. Consider if Achan had just taken a moment and asked God to take away this covetous spirit that was taking control of his heart. Maybe Ai could have been a victory. Consider Ehud, the left-handed judge, who through deception killed King Eglon. Consider for a moment that Ehud spent a moment and consulted God as to how he was to defeat the enemy. Instead of devising his own deceptive plan in killing the king of Moab. Oh, my friend, if we would just pray without ceasing, I believe things would be different. I've given you a number of examples that possibly, if they had prayed, taken the moment to pray and consult the Lord, maybe we wouldn't have the recordings that we have in Holy Scripture concerning the following. On a positive note, consider the patriarch Jacob. Shortly before his meeting with Esau, the Bible teaches us that he prayed. And the outcome was wonderful. Jacob was anxious and concerned. Jacob humbled himself before Almighty God concerning this meeting with Esau that he had violated with deception. And the Bible teaches us there was reconciliation. What was the difference? He prayed. Pray without ceasing. Consider King Hezekiah, who prayed and God extended his life by 15 years. Consider Job in the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 10, that prayed for his friends. And the Bible teaches us that God turned the life of Job around. Brethren, the point I'm trying to make is simply this. To pray without ceasing means that I am choosing to have a prayer life, not just a prayer time, but I'm open to the prompting of God to pray no matter wherever I might be. It can make all the difference. Should I say, it will make all the difference. That's what the text means, to pray without ceasing. It means that I'm in constant communication with Almighty God. No matter my responsibilities, no matter my duties, no matter what situation I find myself, I acknowledge the fact that I need God. And it's a means of just placing my dependence upon Him. To pray without ceasing simply means that I'm choosing to have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. Yes, we should have a quiet time every day. Yes, we should make the midweek prayer meeting a priority. I believe it's the most important service of the week for the church family. Yes, we should pray before we go out for organized soul winning. There is a place for organized prayer meetings. But 1 Thessalonians 5:17 is not refuting organized prayer meetings, but is simply extending us that we need to move beyond organized prayer meetings and make prayer a part of our lives. And everything we do, that we as God's people, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, take our needs and requests before Almighty God. To pray without ceasing means to have a prayer life and not just a prayer time. Secondly, I'd like for us to note from verse number 17 another principle, and that is that little statement there is a command. To pray without ceasing is a command. God commands us to pray all the time. And this is confirmed by other passages of Scripture. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." What about Romans chapter 12, verse 12? "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant." That word "instant" there is in reference to the present, continuing instant in prayer. And what about Ephesians 6:18? "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Colossians 4:2, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." My friend, there is no place for bypassing a prayer life. See in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, the Bible reads, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." God calls us to pray without ceasing. And God's calling always equals his enabling. God will enable you to pray without ceasing. God will enable the child of God to have a prayer life beyond just a prayer time. It's a command. God commands us to pray without ceasing. And why does God command us to pray without ceasing? Because we need the Lord. Do we not? Don't we need the Lord? Don't you need God's wisdom in the workplace? Parents, don't you need God's wisdom as you seek to raise your children for the glory of God? Young people, don't you need God's grace to maintain purity and cleanliness for the life partner that God has for you? Do we not need God? Do we not need to depend upon the Lord? And when you and I fail to pray, we are saying to God, I don't need you. I'm okay. What a foolish attitude. And yet we subconsciously convey that to the Lord when we don't pray without ceasing. That's why God commands us to pray without ceasing, because He knows what's best for us. I, as a parent, give commands to my children. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. Is there, parents? Are those commands to hurt them, or are those commands to help them, to protect them, to enhance them, to mature them? And may I submit to you that God has given us a command in the Holy Scripture, pray without ceasing, because God knows it's good medicine for the soul. And we need God in our lives. Thirdly, I'd like for us to note from this text, number one, to pray without ceasing is in reference to a prayer life. Number two, to pray without ceasing is a command. And thirdly, to pray without ceasing is to see the impossible happen through prayer. To see the impossible happen through prayer. Look at James chapter 5 for a moment. James chapter 5, Hebrews, James, book of James chapter 5 verse 17 concerning Elijah. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Then note verse 18, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. As I consider the command to pray without ceasing, I'm mindful of the fact that via prayer, God will move mountains. God will do some great things if we will be sensitive to the prompting of God and pray without ceasing. Another great example of that is found in 2 Kings chapter 19. Please, 2 Kings chapter 19, concerning Hezekiah. The Assyrian army has just blasphemed God's people. The Assyrian army is about to attack the people of God. And Hezekiah is concerned about what to do. So what does he do? He goes to prayer. Look at 2 Kings chapter 19, please. Note verses 14 to 16. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. And all the kingdoms of the earth thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, mine eyes,
and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God." So Hezekiah goes to prayer. He's faced with a very difficult situation. The Assyrian army is the superpower of that day. And Hezekiah realizes that they are no match on a human level for this great army. And as this letter arrives affirming the attack to take place, Hezekiah spreads this letter before God and he pleads with God, "God, hear our prayer. We need you to intervene." And note what takes place in verse 35. This is wonderful. "And it came to pass that night," 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35. "And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, and 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses." God destroys the Assyrian army. God destroys, listen to me, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. 185,000. What made the difference? One man's prayer. One man's prayer. One man's prayer before a holy God who is almighty and powerful made all the difference. And may I submit to you this evening, if we as God's people would understand that when we pray to Almighty God. And His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. And He can with the very breath of His voice do more than we can ever do collectively. But yet we fail to pray. God took care of the enemy. 185,000 because of one man that prayed without ceasing. Found himself in a difficult position. Didn't wait for the regular prayer meeting time. He got the letter. So he just bowed the knee, presented the need before the Lord, and God worked wonderfully. Yes. And brethren, I can't help but think that if you and I would pray without ceasing and be open to the prompting of God in praying and seeking His face, we likewise will see great things happen in 2010.
Right.
Because God is the God of the impossible. Prayer is that slender nerve that moves the muscle of God's omnipotence. Lesson number 4 concerning what does it mean to pray without ceasing. Lesson number 4, it means to be open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit of God. This is very important. God calls us to pray without ceasing. Now, for us to do so, we need to be open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Go to Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Brethren, if we are to pray without ceasing, then we need to have a holy sensitivity to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. We must begin each day asking God's Spirit to take complete control of our mind, that we would be sensitive to the leadership of the Spirit of God. How can I pray without ceasing? May I submit to you, you cannot in your own strength. But thank God for the presence of His Holy Spirit, who indwells you and I as blood-bought children of God. And it's the Spirit of God who guides us and leads us in prayer. Tells us what to pray for and teaches us how to pray for that individual or for that event. Don't be afraid to just remain in the presence of God, waiting upon Him, asking the Spirit of God to reveal to you how you are to pray for that individual, or how you are to pray for that situation. Don't be hasty in the presence of God. Amen. There are many times that I've been in the presence of God and I've simply said, Lord, I just don't know how to pray for so and so. I just really don't know how to pray for that event. And God in His grace, in His fullness of time, reveals and prompts and leads us how to pray. So when we make reference to praying without ceasing, to pray without ceasing, that implies that I am open to the leadership of the Spirit of God who abides within me, that seals me unto the day of redemption. I'm sensitive to His guidance upon my life concerning who to pray for, what to pray for, when to pray. That's implied. Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and I'll end with this. Fifth principle concerning praying. To pray without ceasing. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? Number one, it means to have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. It is a command. God commands us to pray without ceasing. Thirdly, if we will pray without ceasing, we will see God do the impossible through prayer. Just like Hezekiah experience. To pray without ceasing means that I'm open to the prompting of the Spirit of God because He will guide us in prayer. But last but not least, I'd like for us to note that the phrase pray without ceasing is wedged between rejoice evermore. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let me ask you this evening, how do we remain happy in this world full of sorrow? How do we maintain a thankful spirit even when life does not go our way? May I submit to you, prayer is the link chain that keeps us full of joy and keeps us, enables us to have a spirit of gratitude. Amen. I've yet to meet a person that was given to much prayer that was unhappy and unthankful. Interesting, isn't it? But I have noted time and time again, as I've studied and observed the life of God's choicest servants that were given much to prayer, these individuals overflowed with joy and had a very thankful spirit. It was C.H. Spurgeon who said, when joy and prayer are married, their firstborn child is gratitude. That's wonderful, isn't it? What does it mean to pray without ceasing? It's to link joy and thanksgiving. It links joy and thanksgiving. Let me ask you this evening, do you want to be happy? Does anybody here, is there anybody here this evening that would desire to be miserable in 2010? I would like to think nobody has that desire. But I'd like to think that you and I want to be joyful, we want to be happy, do we not? We want to enjoy 2010. Brethren, listen to me, the key is prayer. Prayer. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. They're connected. To pray without ceasing links joy and thanksgiving. You want to be joyful in 2010? Do you want to maintain a spirit of gratitude? And instead of focusing upon what you don't have, but to have the ability to see all that you do have, well, the key is prayer. The key is prayer. How is your prayer life? How is your prayer life? Do you have one? The truth be known, the average Christian does not have a regular prayer time, let alone a prayer life. And may we join the disciples' request and cry out, Lord, teach us to pray in 2010. And beyond that, cry out, Lord, teach. Lord, teach and enable me to live life. To live a life full of prayer. Why don't you make that your request for 2010? To pray without ceasing means that I am choosing to have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. And may that be the cry of each heart present here this evening. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed.